Jekka News, you need to know now.
In Gauteng, fine warm weather is expected today. Pretoria 29, Johannesburg 27, Imlachini 26, Mbombela, Polokwane and Rustenburg 29.
Diepkloof, N1 North, stationary vehicle at the N12 Diepkloof Interchange in Braamfontein, N1 North, slow-moving traffic towards Smith Street.
A team of SAPS officials is returning 121 case dockets to the KwaZulu-Natal Political Killings Task Team after they were allegedly seized on the orders of Deputy National Police Commissioner Sadrik Sabaya. The dockets have been untouched at the police head office in Pretoria since March. KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhlam Makhanazi blew the whistle in July. Makhanazi alleged Sabaya acted without authority from the National Commissioner Fani Masemola. And Argentine police are continuing their hunt for an 18th century Italian portrait believed to be looted 80 years ago from a Jewish collector by a fugitive Nazi officer who settled in Argentina after the Second World War. Argentina sheltered scores of Nazis and high-ranking party members who fled Europe to avoid prosecution for war crimes. Now let's take a look at your business news. Industrial giant Caterpillar announced it was revising its estimates for the economic impact caused by new tariffs upwards, saying they might cost the US company up to $1.8 billion this year. When presenting its second quarter results earlier this month, the construction and industrial machine manufacturer estimated the net impact of the duties to be applied from August 7th and at between $1.3 billion and $1.5 billion for 2025. And the U.S. Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook filed a lawsuit to challenge Donald Trump's move to fire her as the president intensified pressure on the independent central bank. Trump had published a letter on his social media platform Monday night stating that he was removing Cook from her role and citing accusations of false statements on her mortgage agreements. A hearing on the motion has been set for today. Looking at our financial indicators, a dollar is trading at 17 Rand 72, a euro is trading at 20 Rand 67, a pound 23.92. Gold is selling at $3,409.09 per fine ounce and Brent crude oil at $68.18 per barrel. I'm Emil Pinar, more news at 7.
Alrighty, so Mr. Nchinga is not with us today because, well, he's still sleeping, guys. Good morning, Wandy. What up, Butt?
Well, you know what? It feels good to be back with you.
Don't lie.
During the week.
You lie.
You know what? A very good morning from the sports desk in your sports stories. Well, Hugo Bruce has named a battle-ready Bafana Bafana squad for Nigeria and Lesotho shows down. However, in the UK, the Magpies have agreed to pay £64.86 million at that, plus £4.3 million in add-ons for the Stuttgart forward, taking the total package to just the north of £69 million and surpassing the £63 million they paid for Isak 3 years ago. Now let's move on over to tennis. Iga Swiatek battled into the third round of the US Open on Thursday, needing three sets to edge past the Netherlands' lowly ranked Susan Lamens. And second seeded Swiatek advanced to a meeting against Russia's Anna Kalinskaya with a 6-1, 4-6, 6-4 victory in 2 hours and 6 minutes on the Arthur Ashe Stadium court. And now we're going to move on over to motorsport for now, because Formula One newcomers Cadillac have shut down the speculation about ousted Red Bull because the Christian Horner boss having to rule in the running team is not true. Now, the General Motors backed outfit, who are due to make their debut next season as the 11th team on the starting grid, appointed Briton Graham Lowdown as their first principal last December. However, fear not, I will have much more at 7:30. Waras Langeni for your Jackie Sports.
Hey, Waras, what's the problem there, dude? Come on.
You know what? Don't worry. It's very early, but at 7:30.